Okay, could you introduce yourself?
Yes, fine. My name's John Mosserman. I'm the zonal coordinator for the Northwest for RayNet. RayNet's a national organisation. We're organised in zones and counties throughout the UK, approximately 2,000 members, and I'm here today to... We signed an MOU with Babco yesterday, and we've just put on the display stand to show our wares, basically.
Okay, and I guess, you know, a lot of people who are at this event, they'll be familiar with RayNet as kind of the people who could potentially come and help them out when it all goes pear-shaped. But I guess the question in back of my mind is, there's lots of very resilient, very clever technology in there. Is there really a need for old-fashioned VHF, UHF radios?
We're learning to change with the times, because at one time there wasn't as much resilience with communications, and yes, we had a bigger part to play. We realise that now, but our aim is we keep things very simple. We basically can just turn up to a car parking space, all our equipment's battery-powered vehicles, so we can just roll up, we can turn on, fit an aerial, and we can communicate on average 100 miles, 200 miles, or something, depending on which aerials we use. So it's a quick response that we can offer. We fully realise that within 24 hours of a major incident, then the bigger systems will move in. Obviously, and that's growing all the time. We do see ourselves as a quick fix, and for that reason, we like to keep contact with our potential users.
And how do you keep your skills up? Because obviously, you've got kind of technical skills that any radio amateur would have, but then there are some specialist skills related to this.
We have specialist skills because all our members come from all walks of life, so we have people who actually work in the communications industry anyway. A lot of ex-military people who bring their skills, so a whole wealth of skills available to us. Obviously, we don't want to work on disasters to hone our skills, so we do community events, provide communications for sponsored walks, for charities and things like that, which enables us to get our name out and about and practice our skills and try new techniques as well.
Okay, and I guess one other thing that some managers might be a bit worried about is kind of how reliable can volunteers be, because it's not your day job.
No.
And
right.
So if we call out, in my case, Shropshire RayNet, you know, can they guarantee that there'll be anybody available?
We provide a capability document. We have our own capability document which we continue to reassess quite often. We have practice call-outs, and quite a lot of members, or some members are retired, so their availability throughout the working week is quite good. So in most areas we can guarantee certainly four or five members to respond within an hour or 2 hours.